Hey, babies. Welcome to the Dr. Beauty Podcast hosted by me, Dr. Anna Guanche. I'm so excited you're here. We plan to educate, inspire, and entertain you. This podcast is not just about beauty. It's about lifestyle, inspiration, life hacks, and of course, beauty.
This is where it's going to get interesting because I am, and I don't want to assign gender to these things, but, you know, I, as a dude, as a guy, as a man's man, everyone knows that about me. I just don't feel comfortable putting a moisturizer mixed with a little bronzer in there. I don't feel comfortable doing that because then my sheets with my wife will get all bronzy and it's just, I'm just not ready to go there. I'm just not ready
to do it. My sheets, you could tell from a mile away, which from like another planet, which side of the bed is my
right.
My side. There's a lot of bronzer on the sheets.
I'm so sorry to pry. How often do you wash your linens when that happens?
No, we wash them very frequently, but some of it just like seems to stay behind as like a little.
I mean,
tan colored. Well, you know what we did? The new sheets now that we buy are always tan colored.
Okay, so you just buy tan colored sheets. When your bronzer rubs off, you can't see it and it doesn't gross people out. It's also, no offense, but the color of bronzer on white sheets, it's
like
brown.
Poo. It looks like poo.
And brown is just not like, it's just not a comforting, appetizing color.
Yeah, but what looks sexy on your skin looks like poo in the bed. So it's just one of those things. It's just like when you have beautiful, shiny hair and everybody loves it, but one piece of hair falls out and they find it in their food. It's the most disgusting thing you've ever
seen.
It's mysterious to me why that happens, but it's just it's true.
Well, we don't want to gross your listeners out here. So let's stop talking about like finding hairs or brown sheets. But I do want to say, so I started coming to you for really like skin cancer checks, especially around my shoulders and my chest, because I am a man of a particular age. And I, for decades, did not wear sunblock. I have to say, I didn't really start wearing sunblock until you and my wife came into my life. I just never applied sunblock. I would wear a hat. I just have never used sunblock until recently. And that is about the worst thing a client can do.
Honestly, whenever you start wearing it, that's, you know, I'm happy with you. I'm not going to give you a hard time because at least you started doing it. And so that's good.
I have to tell you, I'm, and no offense to my parents, I love them very much. I don't think sunblock was invented when I was younger. There was zinc oxide, something is called zinc oxide, which no one even knows what it is, but it's the white stuff you would put on your nose when my nose would be bleeding from a few days on the beach. I know this is making you
cringe,
but when my nose would be bleeding, that's when my parents would say, "Hey, maybe we should put some zinc on his nose." It was a different era though. It was the 70s, you know, and that's just what happened.
So now, believe it or not, zinc is still one of the main components of sunscreens.
Oh, really?
Zinc oxide is the physical blocker component of a lot of sunscreens. Wow. So, but the kind it was in the past was more like diaper paste zinc, the really white, thick one. So now because people don't like that look, they have made it micronized. So they actually make it into little tiny particles so it looks more natural on your skin. But bottom line is, all those burns, unfortunately, that people get, and especially in their youth, their skin remembers. And your body compensates for it over time. But as you get older, it compensates less and less, and you start to get more and more growths and skin cancers that you have to surveil. And that's my job.
Because I had a family member who, because my father went through skin cancer and it became serious. I'm hyper aware. Sometimes I do come in here and we're friends, Dr. Guanche, but like sometimes I come in here and you're like, "Hey, calm down. That's just a zit, you know?" And you have popped a zit on me. And I was like, "Oh gosh, like what is this?" But what I did, and I've never said this before, because it is tough as a dude to say this, and I am on camera. I'm an actor, Jerry O'Connell. You can look me up. I had a, in the middle of my face, kind of like a massive, like a, I'm going to call it a crevasse. Like, it looked like I was angry, like an anger. What would you call this thing in between my eyes? Like a crevasse, right?
A crevasse.
Like, what would it be called?
We call it a, you know, a wrinkle or a righted is the fancy name.
A wrinkle,
name.
But it was more than a wrinkle. It was
like an indentation, you could call it.
I think of a wrinkle as something that like droops, you know what I'm saying? And I just had, it just looked like I was like furrowing my brow all the time. And I just think it came from years of just being outside, squinting my eyes, you know, my eyesight is not as good. So I have to squint my eyes. And every time I'd come in here for non-facial cosmetic stuff, you would say, hey, we can take care of that.
I suggest that?
Well, you didn't. You said it in a more gentle way.
You know, but you don't have to tell anybody this stuff, don't you?
Yeah, no, I think it's interesting to say it as I mean, again, I'm an actor of a particular age. And it's funny. I would have never thought I would have ever done anything to my face. You know, I just don't want that look. Again, I hate to assign gender, but as a guy, like, I don't want anyone to say like, whoa. Oh my gosh, look at Jerry O'Connell's face. He's like, he's filled with fillers, you know, and the comment sections can be ruthless, brutal. You know? And so I was always fearful of it. And it took years of you being like, hey, that thing in the middle of your face, we should take care of that. And I was like, nah, I don't do that, Dr. G. I don't do that. Just like, all right, I'll put sunblock on, but nah, I'm not doing that in my face. You know, I want to go full Clint Eastwood. It's so funny. I saw myself, in a project that I worked on and, it was a number of episodes and I watched the episodes back to back and man, all I could see was that crevasse in the middle of my face the entire time. I mean, I don't even know what to relate it to. It was almost like, this is going to sound really weird, but it's almost like a first kiss with somebody or something. I know I'm sexualizing, like, coming to the Bella Skin Institute. I don't mean to do that. But it's like a first date. It's like a first,
like you were a virgin.
I didn't want to like assign. I was a filler.
You were a filler virgin.
Virgin. Yeah. I don't want
to. So I filled you.
I'm so sorry to assign sexuality to this. I realize this is the workplace, but,
I'm going to be in trouble for this.
It was very scary. You know what I'm saying? It was really scary doing it. And, you know, I'm on TV every day now. I'm on a show called The Talk.
Yes.
And I cannot believe how much, and you know, I haven't done anything else, like anything else. It was just that one angry crevasse in the middle of my face.
That was bothering you.
It wasn't even bothering me. It was, It just has made such a significant difference in how I look on screen. Mm-hmm. And it's really made me feel really confident in how I look. And so I'm very grateful for that. I've never said it. It's also like an embarrassing thing to say. I mean, I guess you're talking about needing help, you know, as you get older, you know, but I mean, it's just... it's just funny. Like the face, like that's the money zone. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, there's nothing you can do about it. It's not like I can go to the gym and get rid of that crevasse in my face. You know, it's not like I can, do the Paul Newman ice bath face that we all hear so much about because your skin tightens.
Right.
It really made me feel very confident. And I'm going to, albeit very carefully, continue it, you know, as I age, you know,
everything in moderation. You know, you are the perfect example of someone who we can do a little very natural looking procedure on for a single thing that's just bothering you. And we fix that and it increases confidence and makes you feel better. And that's it.
Yeah.
It's not the same as people who don't like anything about themselves and want to change everything. That's when we're getting into a problem. But if there's just something, and it can be that crevasse, as you call it, or it could be a mole, or it could be a wrinkle that is making you feel like you're not at your best, then it's easy to do. And you look totally natural.
Yeah.
And it's funny because we did that TikTok together and you said, have I ever had plastic surgery? And you haven't. Right. And you know what most people said in the comments is, but look at his eyebrows. And it was funny because what's happened now in our reality now is that if you have naturally pointed brows, everybody thinks you did Botox. Like, and you didn't. He didn't do Botox, But it's just funny because you can't naturally have that anatomy without being accused of having Botox. So I just thought it was funny that, yeah, look at his brows. He's had Botox. Right. And I'm like, no, he hasn't, but it doesn't matter, you know? So we're basically looking at what public perception is versus, you know, what reality is. So actually you didn't have Botox, but you had a little tiny bit of filler right in the individual line. And I did not expect you to tell anyone, by the way, just as a guest here, you don't have to share that.
No, I know. I mean, I mean, that's why I'm here. You know, I mean, I really, I do appreciate you a lot, Dr. Guanche. It's,
thank you.
It's a big part of my life and, you know, my face and, it's you make me feel very confident
that's
about myself, you know,
compliment.
I will tell you my next endeavor that I think I'm going to have some problems with. And I haven't done anything about it yet is, sometimes I look at my neck and my neck looks really old. Like it looks like weird and wrinkly.
Honestly, I know your age and you look amazing. Amazing. But yes, there are many things we can do to improve the appearance of your neck, and we can do radio frequency microneedling. We can do skin tightening with all therapy. There's a lot of different devices that'll help firm the neck, but you look amazing. But there's always that little bit that if it's bothering you in the mirror, and as an actor, everybody's looking at you and you're looking at yourself on this HD camera, which my patients tell me is brutal to see yourself that close up with those images. And there's things we can do to make that better. And, you know, that's easy stuff for me. Yeah. So
it's also really funny. I mean, again, not to assign gender to all this, but as a guy, it's kind of scary too. You know, you just don't want
to. Well, it is time to destigmatize these procedures for both men and women. I have a lot of male patients, but you won't see them on my Instagram. I have a lot of male patients for skin cancer always, but for cosmetic procedures, you'll see that there are men that come in, they're actors or they're CEOs, or, you know, maybe they just own a, you know, a lot of times they're actors and CEOs, but anyway, they come in and do procedures, but they will not let me film them for Instagram because there is a bigger stigma with men doing things to look younger or look better than for women. So we need to get that reversed because why wouldn't everyone want to just look their best? I don't really understand that stigma. And I hope that it slowly goes away.
Yeah. Someone very close to me said to me, this is how you do it. If you see someone who is older than you and they look good and you want to look like them when you're their age, go up to them and say, what do you do? What is the secret? Can you tell me? So I saw someone, he actually, wasn't on camera. He's behind the scenes, but he just looked good and he was older than me. And, I said, hey man, what do you do? And he went, you know, I get a little stuff on my face. I get injections, and I couldn't believe it. I was blown away. I was like, what? Yeah. You're such a macho man. For the kids listening, macho man was a saying that we used when I was a kid. I can't believe it. And that's sort of like creaked the door open of me, maybe like doing something about the crevasse in the middle of my face. It's funny. I had not one. I think it's when I got, when my one crevasse turned into two crevasses. It was amazing. It was like, it's like sometimes when you're flying over the Grand Canyon and you look out the window, you're like, whoa, look how beautiful that like canyon is. And then like another like canyon like runs into it. You're like, wow, that must've been a river like a long time ago. And then it led to the ocean. And that's what was happening. It was like another canyon was meeting my other canyon. And I was like, how many canyons are happening here in between my eyes?
And there's so much to be said for preventative maintenance and just doing a little bit periodically over time so things just don't get worse. I want to switch gears, Jerry. I want to know, what's it like being the only boy on the talk? Is it just like being at home?
You know, it's funny. You say that because I have a wife and two daughters.
Yes.
It's really cool. You know, I didn't think much of it when it happened, when I got the job, but now that I'm there and like I've seen like it got like press pickup and stuff, it was pretty exciting to be the first male co-host on the talk. You know, it's it's daytime television, and there's not a lot of dudes in daytime TV. I mean, obviously there's Dr. Phil, you know, but that's a different kind of daytime show, you know. That's, you know, someone working out, you know, problems with crazy children.
Hey, I'm going to be on Dr. Phil on Tuesday.
Whoa.
So excited, but I'm not going to beat anyone.
Is it like
up.
About your, are you like fighting it's with your kids or something?
No.
Oh, it's about skin. Oh, I thought maybe you were going on there because
no one's going to be beaten up. I'm not going to take anyone outside.
Dr. Guache.
That's so boring, right? I'm going to be on there talking about skincare.
That's so crazy. It would have been so much better. Dr. Guache, oh, your
can you imagine? I could throw down. Do you see the size of these caps?
Your children are both exotic dancers, and you yourself do exotic dancing with them. How do you
goodness.
Feel about
that? So you watch the show is what you're trying to say. Are you going to catch
I
me?
I love Dr. Phil. Oh. Dr. Phil is pretty... Pretty exciting stuff. But it was a real honor to be the first male host of The Talk.
The Talk. And what do you guys talk about? Like,
you know, we a typical day is we come in around 8 a.m. and whatever happened the day before, the there's news, typically five or six stories. Mm-hmm. We go through them. We go through what we would say. I try and have a differing opinion of my co-hosts, even if it is not what I think I should be saying. I just try to like make it somewhat interesting, you know, like
keep it real, keep it interesting.
You know, for example, it was announced today, they're going to remake, The Bodyguard, and, the internet was saying, it should be Lizzo and Chris Hemsworth or something like that. And, you know, we got into an argument of, should they be remaking classic movies? You know, it's pretty, it's, you know, it's some serious stuff. It's some light stuff. It's it's so really fun.
Well, I mean, you were in a classic movie.
I was in a classic movie, Stand By Me.
Stand By Me.
That was me.
Oh, my goodness. You're all grown up now.
It's funny. I actually said on the show today when they asked us about remaking movies, I was like, they should do that every few years. It's like A Star Is Born. You put a new star in there. But if they remade Stand By Me, I would be really angry that they did that.
Right?
What?
That's
can't
your
remake
movie.
That? So funny how the tables turn when you're involved in it somehow. But it's a really good time. It's really fun. I'll tell you the best part. I mean, this is a beauty, health and beauty podcast here. I walk in, I get a blowout. They put powder on me.
Oh, is that why you look so like...
That's why I look so good right now. I have a blowout and everything. Like normally I come in here into your office, I've like rolled out of bed and I'm like, I'm not looking my best, you know? And you're like...
Jerry, you always look great. But like today you look extra fancy and your hair is all...
Well, it's because I got a blowout. It's like
how do you pronounce that word, coiffed?
Quaffed.
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 You're all quaffed and like you look so perfect today. And you're...
Yeah, well, I have a blowout. You've taken... care of the not crevasse. One but two crevasses on my face. crevasse like a skiing term. What is it's like a geological
a crevasse,
term, right?
It's like a crack, yeah, I guess, right?
In the earth. Isn't
it in the earth?
By the way, wouldn't it be funny if this podcast changed like the medical field and what they referred to as like wrinkles?
That's
on people's
right.
Faces?
Instead of righteds, righteds is the technical term. Righted.
A righted.
Righted is a wrinkle. Like ridities is wrinkles, and it just doesn't roll off the tongue, honestly.
Mine
crevasse
was gnarly.
Has,
you know,
like,
my
visual.
My crevasse. There were like, I'm not kidding. I want to talk about what you filled in my face. There was like, it was like there were muscles forming around it. It was crazy. It was crazy.
I mean, your muscles caused it. So the stronger your muscles get, the more your frowning muscles
get. But
it was
more than just a wrinkle. It was actually like, it was like I was going to the gym and I was like, I'm just going to do biceps all month long and I'm going to look like The Rock. And it was like the wrinkles on my face were like just going like and doing like curls every day and being like, we're going to get so strong and we're going to be the strongest wrinkle in the world. And they were like, it was hard. It wasn't like something that drooped. It was intense.
I'm glad we got that better. I'm so
and
happy.
It was so funny. I'm so sorry to keep going in on this. I mean, obviously we should talk about other things. But if I was ever lit from the side, which happens, you know, you could really see it. So then I was like, telling people how I should be lit. And I never wanted to be an actor that like told people like, hey, don't put that light on the side, 'cause I have these not one, but two crevasses on my face that are meeting and forming like a weird, like lowercase Y on in the middle of my face.
I die. I'm dying right now. I'm dying.
Dr. Guanche, can you take care of the lowercase Y in between my eyes?
It was getting to be an uppercase, but now listen, listen, this is what I ask every guest. And for you, it's special because how do you pronounce your wife's name? Is Rebecca Romaine?
My wife is Dutch. Her name is, it's, I mean, here in the United States, they say Romaine, but I learned in Holland, where my wife is from and her people are from, it's actually pronounced Rane.
Oh.
I'm kidding. I really exaggerated that. Everyone, you guys thought it was real. It's pronounced Rebecca Romaine.
Romaine.
Romaine. That's how they say it. But the way I say it just as a joke is I go, Rebecca.
Well, I ask everyone what their definition of beauty is. And you're married to a gorgeous model, Rebecca. And so my question is, what's your definition of beauty? And has it changed since you have twin girls?
Wow. That's a great question.
I like to put you on the spot.
Beauty. I think of happiness. I think of a light. This is going to sound really California, but I think of an energy, like a glow,
Yeah.
And, that's what beauty is to me. You know, my wife has that glow. I try to instill in my kids that glow. It's a little tough right now. They're preteens. Sometimes they get angry. anger is a lot of their glow right now.
It's more like an ember.
Oh, man. I have two 12-year-old daughters. They're really very forceful with me. I can't believe it. Like, look, we all live in the neighborhood here. I mean, Dr. Guanche, I realize you're a big-time... doctor, but I have, I mean, full disclosure, you don't talk about clients, obviously, so I will, but I brought my daughter in here because she got a splinter up her fingernail. I mean, she, do you recall this?
Yes.
She got a piece of wood up, I mean, way up her fingernail. We couldn't get it out. And I was like digging around in there with like tweezers and my daughter was like, ah! Like freaking out. And I was like, I can't deal with this. And we didn't know what to do. And I was like, I got to call Dr. Guanche. And we came here and I was like, Dr. Guanche, this is way below your pay grade, but show her. And you got that splinter right out. I couldn't believe it. I mean, you really are. I mean, you're like a GP here. Like, it's crazy. It's everything. But with my daughters, like today, for example, just down the street, there is a tutoring place. I mean, I don't know why I'm giving them a plug. They're not a sponsor of the, of your podcast, but
not yet.
It's called not yet, but it's called Mathnesium. And it's where you send children who are failing math. You prepay and it ain't cheap. And they go 2 to 3 times a week to depending on how bad they are at math. And
I don't know why you're killing me.
My
right
kids
now.
Ain't it's the way best you're at just- math. And
they're not going to love this.
So I said, like, we were driving past it today and I was like, hey, let's just drop you off at Mathnesium. You could drop them off for like an hour at a time. And they were like, no, we're not going to Mathnesium. We went twice this week. We're not going 3 times this week. No. And I was like, guys, I prepaid. Just go. It's an hour. Boom. I'll pick you up. We're not. You can't. No, you can't make us. That's it. They have phones now, so they're like, we're calling mom. You're always trying to drop us off at Mathnesium. You can't drop us off at Mathnesium. And I was like, okay. We won't go to Mathnesium. And I was just like, that's the glow right now I'm getting from them. It's not so much that...
That loving
glow.
I mean,
I guess it is a light. It is a form of light, but it's more of like a laser fire, something you use to burn cancerous sores off my back with. It's like a hot light from them. But...
Well, you got what, like 3 to 5 years before things are going to settle down. So put your seatbelt on.
Right.
Well, that reminds me, my kids were teenagers and I tried to put them in cotillion. Do you guys know what that is?
It's sort of like, I don't want to just like boil it down to something basic, but it's a beauty school, right? It's
manners, how to do the table setting, how to dance the waltz. It's to get them to be classy.
It's like beauty pageant. Tree stuff. That's what I meant to say.
No, it's for them to be like upstanding individuals that know which fork or spoon or whatever is supposed to be where.
Okay, sure.
And they're
sure.
supposed to learn manners.
Sure.
It's called etiquette. Etiquette. That's what they're learning.
Did you go to cotillion school?
No, and I wished I did. So that's why I'm trying to force it on my kids, right? So I basically,
I went to summer school.
Oh, did you?
I'm kidding. I just.
So bottom line is, it was the same reaction. They just were like, we are not going to cotillion.
Right.
I was like, you don't even know what it is yet. Right. Absolutely not. That was like, no question. They were not going to cotillion. I go, you haven't even set foot in the place. You don't know what it looks like. But they didn't go. They have no manners.
Unbelievable.
Basically.
And by the way, I'm paying. I love my parents, but they never sent me to a math tutor. Like, I don't even think they looked at a math grade. I know I talked about my parents earlier on the podcast and I'm glad they're healthy. Thank you for helping them, Dr. Guanche. But my parents, I have to tell you, when I was in grammar school, like, it's just amazing how everything has changed. When I was in grammar school, and I know we were talking about gross things about eating hair earlier, but I got lice in grammar school. This has nothing to do with Dr. Guanche. You don't deal with lice in any way. I'm sorry. I'm telling the story,
though. But I actually do.
Oh gosh. We'll save that for another guest. Save that for when Shaq comes on. But I got lice and they called up my mom and said, you have to come get him. He has lice. He has to go home. So my mom said, I can't leave. I'm at work. I'll call his dad. And by the way, we were like, my parents are still married. I lived in the same home as my father. My mom called up my dad and said, you have to pick Jerry up. He has lice. And he went, okay. And he hung up the phone. And I'd been at the school. I was in like the third grade. I'd been there for 4 years at this point. He called my mom back up at work and went, where is his school? Like, he didn't even know where my school was. Like, and here we are, like, trying to get our kids into cotillion and, like, well, not me, you, but, like, mathnasium.
And
they're getting mad at us. I would have, like, been so thankful if my parents sent me to mathnasium.
I mean, honestly, in a nutshell, kids these days are spoiled. These kids these days.
With the phones. But,
so they still have the light, though. It's just a little fiery right now.
No, my kids have a light. It's just a difficult age. But that, to me, is the light. And listen, I mean, it's why coming to you for me has been so helpful, because like a lot of that light is in the eyes, where formerly I had not one but two crevasses. And a lot of the light was not able to get inside of those crevasses.
And we come full circle.
We're deep, dark shadows.
I have a little insight into why your daughters might be a little fiery. Do you try to embarrass them at school? Do you like drop them off at school and then sing really loud with your windows down?
I don't really sing really loud. I do one thing that embarrasses them every day. And now we actually, they're in junior high now. So we carpool with two other girls every third day. Like the parents, we switch off every third day. And I do one thing now with their two friends when I drop them off, but I roll the windows down and I drop them off and they like walk off to school. And I go, and I've been doing this. It was kind of funny because I did it when they were in kindergarten. So I've been doing it for they're in the seventh grade now, 8 years. I roll down the windows and I yell, say no to what, girls? And they turn around and go, drugs. And so, but it was really funny when I did it in kindergarten because it really sort of freaked some of the parents out. I'd always go, say no to what, girls? They were like in kindergarten with their dumb like Dora backpacks and they turn around and go, drugs.
Well, you're training them early.
So now I make them do it, but they were like really embarrassed the first couple times I did it, but their friends think it's really funny. So now they're like into it. It's so funny. They just do whatever their friends tell them to do.
I know. I was that mom that embarrassed my kids. I'm still that mom.
We're just getting into, my children are 12. We're just getting into the bat mitzvah circuit. Mm-hmm. We went to our first one a couple weeks ago. It was really cute. We went dress shopping. It was like a whole thing. My wife was really helpful. Dresses would come in. It was so funny going to the tailors on Ventura. That's a street here in Southern California.
To get
to get the dress taken in places. It was really, there are some fun times, you know, it's really fun.
Are you a Star Trek fan?
I'm a Star Trek fan. Sure.
Is that the same as Star Wars?
Star Wars is a different, it's completely different, different they're everything. Not, they're two different worlds. They've never even intertwined.
But they have similar names. So like I have.
They do. But that would be like, I mean, that would be like saying, are you a Capulet or a Montague? It's just like two, like they're, I believe they're like rivals. It would be like saying, hey, are you a Crip or a Blood? Like they're both gangs, right? They're both. So you guys are cool with each other. Like it would be like, it's just like they're rivals. It's like saying, it's just rivals.
But the thing I don't understand is like, why name themselves so close? Like if you're a Crip or a Blip, like, are you what?
I'm not familiar with the Blip gang.
I don't understand like why they would name themselves so similar.
Well, I don't work in marketing, but I would imagine that star just in the name makes people think of the stars, the space, you know.
I'm dying.
You know, Star Trek came out first. So
Star Trek is first. Star Trek is old school.
So I believe Star Wars actually copied Star Trek and took one of the names. But, you know, Star Trek is more about like the exploration of space, you know, the final frontier.
Uh-huh.
And Star Wars is obviously about fighting and wars.
Oh, okay. Which one has Han Solo in it?
Star Wars. Star Wars has Han Solo.
Which one involves like that guy with the crevasses on his forehead?
You talking about me?
No, who's
no, you're talking about Klingon. And that is Star Trek.
Okay, wait.
That is Star Trek.
Oh, so that's the right one.
Star Trek, yeah.
I think Klingon should come see me.
Right.
I could do some filler in that face.
You know, I don't want to speak on behalf of Klingons, but if you're a Klingon, maybe that's like hot. Like maybe one Klingon sees another Klingon and goes,
that's true.
Look at the crevasses in that Klingon. Damn.
Did you see her crevasses?
Deep, deep crevasses. And then it would get like interspecial because they'd see me before I saw you. And they'd be
all of a sudden they'd be like, this is the hottest human we've ever seen.
Look at that human, Jerry O'Connell. He's got that lowercase y crevasse in his.
But see, your wife can thank me because I prevented that from happening.
Right, yeah.
You could have been like absconded with. You could have been like.
Oh, like a Klingon could have taken me, like beamed me up to their ship and then I'm probed and I'm gone forever. Yeah. That could have happened.
Don't just gloss over probed. Like, that's like a big thing.
Well, this is kind of the workplace. I didn't want to
See, I saved your life.
You did. You say thank you. Thank you so much.
Ultimately.
You saved me. Yeah.
I saved your life. It wasn't that skin cancer. It was the crevasses.
Yeah.
There you go.
It was both though. You were really dead. I had a couple of bad, I mean, this is full disclosure on your show. I had a couple of bad skin cancers on my chest there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It was pretty gnarly. And, thank you for that.
Welcome. I'm glad we got it taken care of. Now stop making me laugh. My mascara is literally running down my face and I want to make you spin the wheel of guanche. Okay. Do you see what's on here?
Wheel of guanche. I kind of make out some of the stuff. Yeah.
So you have
Do you want me to
it.
Read these? It's free association.
You
mole
spin
check,
it.
Love it, love it or hate it.
Yeah.
Truth or dare. Pimple injection.
Well, some things may not apply to you. We'll see what you get, and then we can talk.
I did have a skin tag. I mean, I don't want to gross your listeners out, but you took one of those off of my chest, I believe. I was really grossed out by it. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
And it just came like that. I was like, what is this? I ran in, and I was like,
You were worried it was something, but you know what?
I wasn't worried it was something. It was so gross. It was just flapping and everything. Big butts.
Big butts.
Wear it or tear it. Freeze the spot. You've done that on me.
I've already done that on you. That's,
Jessner's,
I hope you don't get that
peel,
one.
Don't know what that is. Botox. Haven't gotten that yet. Lipo by Guanche. Low lips by Guanche. Sorry. Free association. Here we go. You ready?
Okay, here we go. Ready?
I'm spinning the wheel of Guanche. That's what we're calling
That's right.
Wheel of Guanche.
Lips.
Lips by Guanche.
He got Lips by Guanche. That's where we inject filler into your lips. But you know what? I'm going to give you the option to spin again if you want to. Because I think your lips look fine the way they are, honestly.
But this isn't a procedure you were going to do on me in the show, I mean, is it? No. No,
I won't do it on the show.
I'm quite happy with my lips.
No, your lips are fine. Next.
But you know what? I do want to say, I do notice in showbiz, people who get their lips done and it looks great. I think it's a procedure that really helps, a lot of people out there, you know, it really,
if they're done tastefully, they look beautiful.
Right, right, right. All right, here we go. The wheel of Guanche. Go.
M-Sculpt.
I don't even know what it is.
M-Sculpt is that electromagnetic muscle contraction device.
That gives you muscles.
That tones your abs, and it's very intense, and it's very, it's one of those things that maybe we could take on to the show one day, but we were talking about, and but my last guest read this wrong, and he read it as emasculate.
Oh, emasculate. Yeah. Okay.
But no, it's M-Sculpt, which is quite the opposite. It builds muscle and tone in the abdomen. So we had the initial idea that we're going to do the show, and we're going to spin the wheel, and then we're going to make you go in the M-Sculpt room and get M-Sculpted, but we won't. I'm going to be nice to you.
Okay. I think I could handle M-Sculpting.
I think you can handle it. I think you would like it.
Okay, here we go.
We should do...
Wear it or tear it.
Wear it or tear it. Okay, what do you think about Kim Kardashian's outfit for the Met Gala?
I think I enjoy Kim Kardashian's choices in fashion.
So wear it?
I mean, would I wear it? Maybe I would wear it. Sure, yeah. I thought it was pretty cool.
Okay. It's good for SPF. It's like SPF clothing.
Right.
I mean, literally, you can't get a sunburn with that on.
I thought it was pretty funny. Just to give people a context of what we're talking about, Kim Kardashian wore an entire it was completely blacked out face and everything, and not just a veil. It was like a black, you couldn't see through anything.
Mm-mm.
It was a complete blackout, like a mask.
Outfit from head to toe with a train, and even her face and everything was covered.
But I heard that Kim Kardashian went through full hair and makeup before that, under that. And like, what's the point? If you're going to wear something like that, why not just not go through full hair and makeup?
Yeah, you would think that would be the one benefit is that you don't have to worry about what
anything.
You look like under
you look
there.
Like anything under there.
I guess for the after parties and stuff, maybe. Oh, I want to ask you more about your career. We're just talking about me the whole time. I don't want to talk about me.
You should talk about you. We don't have to talk about me.
I want to talk about, like, do you have projects in the works? Well, we talked about the talk.
Yeah, that's all I have going on. Well, you know what?
Inspirational quote? Who's your mentor? Like, how did you get your big break? Like, there's a bunch of stuff I'm supposed to be asking about you.
I have one inspiring quote. It's so funny. I just, I texted my former boss who I was working on a failed TV show, but I really love my boss. He was the guy who created Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, really smart dude, works with Andy Cohen, and he created Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen, that talk show, and I worked for him. And it's so funny, now that I've been working on the talk, and I just started working on the talk, like, it's live television and it's a little scary, you know, you could say the wrong thing, or worse, you could not be entertaining, you know? So it's like, there's definitely an adrenaline rush with live television, as there was here coming to do your show. I was doing a show for him and it didn't go, but he was giving me notes and he was telling me what to do. And like, he was saying, hey, you got to do this, you got to do that. And he's had a lot of experience. So I was listening to him and I was like, okay. And it wasn't a live show, but it was what they call live to tape. So we were doing it, you know, sort of live-like. And then he just he slapped me on the shoulder and he got my ear and he made a fist and he just went, and he's English. He's really cool. His name is Michael Davies. I mean, I don't think he'll mind me saying this. And he hit me on the shoulder and he went, Jerry. And I looked up at him and he went, courage. And then he walked away and I had that really really stuck with me. And it was so funny. I texted him just yesterday and I was like, hey, I got to tell you, I'm doing the show, the talk, and I always think of what you said, like, just like make a quiet moment for yourself before you're about to do something stressful and just say to yourself, courage. And he sent me a whole long text back saying it was something that Dan Rather had said to him. And I really, like, it's just so funny how, like, one word is just, was just so inspiring. And it's so funny. It's, I mean, it's not like a long inspiring quote that I have. Yeah, just like if you're in a situation where you're nervous and, you know, you've prepared for it and you're ready, just take a beat and just say to yourself, you know, have courage here, like have courage. And it really grounds me.
I love courage. It. Courage. I have to have you do my daily quote.
Okay.
But also, you know, I do a daily quote. I don't know if you know that, but I always look for inspiration myself. It's one of the biggest things for me. Every morning I think of what am I going to talk about and how am I going to get my mind going in the right direction for inspiration? And when I do yoga, I always have a mantra. So I'll have, something I'm focusing on. What is it that they call that? Your intention. So it could be love. It could be gratitude. But a lot of times I am asking for bravery. So I think that's same thing.
Yeah, it is.
And bravery, like in the sense of like, how am I going to push past my own fears, even just to sit here and talk to you or to be videoed. But there's so many other aspects of like my job, my career, my practice that a lot of times you just want to be scared and just not do it, but then you have to be brave. So I totally resonate with that courage. Like it's just a shorter, faster way, right? When you're under pressure to be like, come on, like we could do this.
Courage.
You could do this. Yeah, I love it. I love it. And then who's your mentor? Would you count him as your mentor, or did you have someone growing up that you looked up to that helped shape your career?
Oh, that's funny. I guess I should have an immediate answer to that. who's my mentor? I mean, I don't know if I have a mentor per se. I mean, I talk to, you know, I find that just, I talk to my wife, you know, I talk about stuff. I talk through stuff. I don't have anyone that I don't have a mentor. Maybe I should get one.
I think you're doing okay, Jerry. But what I mean is sometimes your mentor doesn't have to be someone you even know. It could be someone you admire so much that you use them for your inspiration, that you look up to, that you think of as someone who I would like to do that kind of thing, or I would like to be like that. Not exactly like the person, but your own version of it. Is one of the things, but that I usually ask every guest. But
I'm so sorry.
Oh no, don't be sorry.
I apologize. I don't have a mentor. I talk through stuff. I mean, I don't. Also, I'm like older. Like I think when you get to be a certain age, you know, sometimes when I mean, I got to tell you at work, I'm like. I don't know how this happened, but I'm one of the oldest guys there. I'm one of the oldest people there. So it's like,
so you're everybody else's mentor?
I'm actually like, I try and carry myself in a polite manner. You know, I never get upset. You know, I never, even if something goes wrong, I never try to lose my cool. I mean, that's professionally, personally, I'm continually yelling. I'm always yelling at my kids. What are you doing? shut up.
Well, isn't it
you're
true
driving
that,
me crazy? Isn't it? Get out of the car! Get out of the car!
That's not true. We're late, you know you're late. A softy.
No, I yell at them all the time. Do you? Crazy?
Yeah. I think it's funny and curious, and I've talked about this in the morning before, that we are so kind and so polite to everyone at work. Are we being that kind and polite to the people at home? Not always, right? You go home and you let down all that nice, beautiful smile and that kindness and that extra patience, and you're like, you just let it rip at home.
Oh man.
Shouldn't it be the other way around?
I guess no.
I mean, not the other way around, but you should have a little softness for the people in your private life, right?
I mean, I have to, I just got through a pandemic with my kids. So, I mean, like, I figure at this point, like, I can say whatever I want to them. By the way, I treat them a lot better than they treat me. So, like, let's be real here, you know? Maybe you should be having this conversation with my children.
Yeah, I think they should be nice to you. They definitely should be nice to you.
Of course they should.
In fact, I think they should listen to this podcast.
Of course they
should. They're not going to like that mathnasium part. They're going to be kind of pissed.
Who cares? They should have gone.
See, if they'd have gone, they wouldn't be blasted on.
If they'd have gone, I would have said, man, my kids are so great. They just, I ask them to do stuff and they just do it. But not going there. You can't make. No, we went yesterday. No. We're calling mom. How dare you? You're not my real dad.
Meanwhile, they look exactly like you. Well, kids are so beautiful.
It's paternity test pending.
Pending.
See when it comes back. It's in the mail.
Babies, you got to follow Jerry O'Connell. He's Mr. Jerry O.C. on Instagram, and he's hilarious. You will be very entertained. I'm also
on, I give out Yelp reviews, too. I'm on Yelp.
It's on Yelp.
I am.
You better have a good review about me on there.
You know what's funny? I will review you. I don't know. I typically review restaurants in our area. You know what's funny is I always review... I never give a bad Yelp review. I just don't do that. That's like negative energy out there. But like all the local restaurants here in Calabasas, if I travel and I have a good experience in a restaurant, I always write a good review. I have a lot of followers on Yelp. It's
that
really
is
funny.
Awesome. You know, I don't have a single, I have only 5-star reviews for other people too.
I never thought to Yelp the Beliskin Institute, but I know. I'm going to even mention my crevasse in my Yelp.
Well, that is amazing. Review. Thank you. So don't forget, follow at Mr. Jerry OC on Instagram and follow me at Anna Guanche MD and at Beliskin Institute. Also on TikTok at Anna Guanche MD. And I want Jerry to get a TikTok. He's on one of my TikToks or two of them.
I'm on a couple of them. Yeah.
He's on two of them. And
how do they do? Well,
they did really well. One of them went to over a million.
What?
Yeah. A million views. So go check it out because he has no shirt on.
Whoa.
You have to see it. Well, it's only because of a skin. Yeah, it's a skin cancer.
It's like
public service announcement. Yeah. It was all clean, but still. Catch Jerry on the talk.
Yeah, I'm on the talk.
Every day at 2 p.m.
Thank you, guys.
I'm so glad you came.